Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Don't you guys do a turn the page segment
Wednesday.
On Wednesday?
It's time to turn the page.
Turn the page Wednesday.
I don't know when I turn the page.
And then you got to turn the page real quick.
We just haven't been able to like turn the page.
That's what you have to do. You got to turn the page.
I think now we all can move on.
Looking ahead to this week's opponent.
We're going to take the North and never give it back.
Because we need to know when to turn the page.
There I go.
We are now ready for Bears versus Cowboys, or at least we're going to get ourselves ready. We're going to turn the page on what happened with the Lions game, even though there are still repercussions from that. And we are going to get ourselves ready for the Eberflus invasion.
Lawrence, Jadeveon Clowney is now here to replace Micah Parsons. Problem solved.
Yep.
For the Cowboys defense.
Sounds like they got their guy, although I will say, still athletic enough to cause problems for you.
Oh, for sure. For sure. And he's one of those guys, he's on the all-time, should be so much better than the production says. All-time list for that category.
What's Flus's nickname for him?
Clown.
Hey, clown. That's not going to go over well.
Pennywise. Hey, Pennywise.
Hey, homie.
Come here, it.
No, you're right. It is homie. Homie D. Clowny. Yeah,
I don't know. I mean, I know he's been around football players all his life, but I don't know. Is he welcome at the barbecue or at the picnic?
No, but coaches are like that sometimes. Yeah, I'm going to go with homie.
I'll bring the honey. Welcome me to the barbecue. I will bring the honey. This Cowboys defense has allowed Jalen Hurts and Russell Wilson to complete 76.6% of their passes for 602 yards. This past weekend, the defense allowed 7 explosive passes. Brian Schottenheimer says it wasn't one person or one coverage. It was communication. And they are injury ravaged. Both starting corners did not practice yesterday. Trayvon Diggs played 91% of the snaps last week, so he's probably good to go. But Deron Bland didn't play last week, and we'll see if he does this week. Reddy Stewart, remember him?
I do. Played,
yeah, he played in place of Deron Bland. He was partially responsible for giving up 142 yards.
Yikes, that was my guy.
To Wandale Robinson. Yeah, so there's Reddy Stewart, and there's Jack Sanborn playing middle linebacker for the Dallas Cowboys.
Jack Sanborn had a really good game against Philly. He did not have a good game against the Giants.
He can play. He can play a little bit, for sure. He's playing for Flus, and the Flus defense has been demolished. Ben Johnson broke down what the Cowboys and our old buddy Matt Eberflus provide.
Sandman, you got it now.
He's a guy that I've respected really dating back to his time at Indy. I remember being in Miami and going against his defense for the first time, and you could tell that what those players are being coached technique-wise, it shows up on game day in terms of shedding blocks and rallying to the football. That carried over here for the three seasons, and I mean, make no mistake about it. It was one of the more challenging defenses that we faced when I was in Detroit, which struggled to run the ball at times, really good red zone defense, and so... like I said, we got to be on our stuff here this week to know who we have schematically, but also we got to play with good pad level, we got to play with good finish, and we got to combat their swarm to the football mentality with population of the ball ourselves. This is a hot team right now. We know that they can score points in a hurry, playmakers all across the field, offensive line's playing at a high level right now. And then, of course, the quarterback is – he's playing some of the best football in the NFL right now, in my opinion. So we've got our work cut out for us there. I mean, their running game is significantly improved from where it was a year ago. Brought in a new coordinator, and you can tell he's had his imprint here on that offense and what they're doing there in the running game in particular. Defensively, this is a group that that rallies to the football. They hustle. They play with good fundamentals. You know, it's going to be one of those games where we have to be on our technique because this is a group that can hurt you in a hurry. I know they added a little bit to the defensive line here early this week, and so. We got a new face that we haven't seen on tape quite yet that we got to account for, but be a good challenge here for our offense as we're looking to find our footing.
Speak, should Bears fans, when they hear Ben talking about Dak, should they be listening for anything in particular?
Well, the way that Ben talks about Dak and talked about him yesterday with the total control that he has of the entire field is remarkable. The praise that he has for Dak and how he manipulates defenses with his eyes, that is clearly the dream for Ben Johnson at quarterback. Yeah. The ideal quarterback in his system controls the field, knows everything, is the master making everything happen. And Caleb Williams is very, very far from that right now.
We're going to talk about that more in depth coming up at 3:45. But there's more about this game that Speaks wants to tell you about.
Well, so by the way, Cowboys defense is number 30 overall in yards, 30 in passing, 23rd in rushing. The offense can move the ball. Dak has always had a great trust and chemistry with a true number one in CeeDee Lamb. Now he's got a second outside weapon in George Pickens. But what he really has is a new offense and coordinator. Brian Schottenheimer has unlocked the kind of multiplicity that teams dream of. And you heard Ben reference it there. They run so much pre-snap motion, Lawrence. 63% of Dak's 92 dropbacks have had motion preceding it. That is second only to Sean McVay through 2 weeks.
Let's hope that the Bears have good communication considering they're going to be without Jalen. They're probably going to be without Kyler. And they're probably going to be without TJ Edwards.
Oof, because this offense is operating at a different level than the Cowboys' offenses you have seen in previous years. They can get you with Javonte Williams. They can get you with any number of the wide receiver weapons, including Kevontae Turpin, who they use in motion an awful lot. We'll see if he's fully healthy as the injury reports progress. Brian Schottenheimer, the new head coach there, is high praise for Ben Johnson and the 0-2 Bears.
Well, again, you know, I think we're all still trying to figure it out. I don't think that's fair just to say that, Nick, about Ben. But I think, you know, what a creative mind. What a great coach. I remember when he was with Miami. Then the next thing you know, he's, you know, coaching in Detroit, not even as a coordinator. Then the next thing you know, he is the coordinator, and they take off. I think he's going to do a great job with that team. And again, you know, I laugh when, you know, people talk about, oh, playing the Bears and they're 0-2. I mean, this is a good football team, you know, and they got talent, you know, quarterback's young, they got weapons on offense, they got a good running back on defense. The defensive line is big and physical. Grady, you know, Grady's a great player. Linebackers and safeties, Kevin Byard's a great player. So, you know, the league's where it should be, and that's anybody can beat anybody on a given Sunday. And a lot of respect for Ben.
So the Cowboys are third overall in total offense. In terms of passing overall in offense, they're seventh. And in terms of rushing, they are lower than that. They're down to 10th. But they also have the best kicker in the business right now. They played conservatively at the end of that Giants game, Lawrence, to set up a 64-yarder at the end of regulation. And Brandon Aubrey nailed it from what? Would have been 70
yep.
with no problem? That kid is ridiculous. This Cowboys offense is real. Good luck to the Bears defense.
It's going to be a challenge for them for sure this week. And, of course, they get to look at their guy, Matt Eberflus, on the other side of the ball. And he is the man in Dallas, I think. Why don't we take a look at the rest of the North? Green Bay is a 7.5-point favorite over Cleveland, and why shouldn't they be? That Cleveland team is terrible, and Green Bay might be the best team in the NFL. Packers left tackle Rashid Walker on what he thinks his team can accomplish this year.
The goal is to, you know, keep it going. I think we can go undefeated, honestly. I mean, personally, I feel like we. I always tell people I feel like we could have went undefeated the past two seasons. Like, we lost a lot of the games off a couple plays, but I feel like our offense been playing so good and so disciplined, and our defense been playing even better, and special teams been playing great. And I feel like, you know, it's all about who comes out hottest at the beginning of the game and at the half. So, and I feel like we've been doing a good job of that. You know, pound for pound, I look at these teams and I don't really see who's better than us. Honestly, that's why I can say that so confidently.
It's easy to say that going into the game against the Browns. That is quite the statement for week two of a season, because you never know where the injuries might fall on the team, because it always happens in the NFL, and even the best teams don't go undefeated. But I understand why the Packers would maybe feel this way, especially with the addition of Micah Parsons. That makes an already really good defense even more spectacular.
That whole team is feeling it. I mean, they were good already, and the roster was in a good spot, and then they go make that deal. Jordan Love said that the addition of Micah has elevated the entire team to a new level. He said that this week. So the whole team is feeling it. You know those times where you get a couple of games, and then you get to week three in an NFL season, and you're like, oh, man, now we get to find out if Team X is actually where they just looked like they are, or maybe a little closer to where they were in week one. Which Lions offense do we see when they're at Baltimore this coming Monday night? It's not like the Ravens defense is as good as Green Bay, but that and the Ravens defense got lit up on the Sunday night in Buffalo. But it should be a stiffer test than the Bears, obviously. This is a hell of a matchup. Lions at Ravens on Monday night. Ravens favored by 4.5. Dan Campbell raving about the chemistry of his guy Jared Goff, and Amon-Ra St. Brown.
Yeah, I mean, it's an art form, you know, so if you love art, which I'm not saying I do or I don't, but it's awesome to watch. And, you know, they've got such a rapport with each other, and they trust each other immensely. The way that he runs his routes, and he's so crisp and he's so detailed, and his body demeanor screams to Goff. It helps him anticipate the throws, and they've just got so much time on task. He knows exactly what he's going to do, and Saint knows exactly where the ball's going to be before he's out of the break. Just they've just worked together, you know, for so long. So, man, you got a tremendous amount of trust in those two players, you know, and these guys are playing as good a football as you can play, and they have for a while. I mean, those are two of our big studs, man. So it's great to see.
Lawrence, does he not want to admit that he might love art because of the meatball versus dork subculture of football?
I think that's where he's going. I just hope that he knows that there's all sorts of things that fall underneath the umbrella of art.
It's okay. It's okay to like art.
Listen, it's an art form, you know, so if you love art, which I'm not saying I do or I don't.
like music is art?
Sure. It's all right to say it. And how does art feel? All art is just out there being art. It's like, I'm lovable. And Dan's like, I'm not saying I love art. Don't tell art I do love him. I don't want to say anything about that. What the hell, man?
Speaks. Not that Thank art. You. That's Thank a you. Different art. Speaks a lot of people that still hate on this guy for no apparent reason are going to have to cover their ears. Do you know who was AFC Defensive Player of the Week last week?
AFC Defensive Player of the Week. AFC.
Is it Jair?
Trey Hendrickson.
Roquan Smith.
Oh.
He had 15 tackles in the game. He had 3 tackles for losses, 2 quarterback hits, a fumble recovery, and a 63-yard touchdown.
But you remember that time he went to the Ozarks and he was on a boat? It doesn't seem trustworthy.
Uh-huh. Yeah, he's only been an All-Pro for 3 seasons since leaving the Bears, but it's all good. Ryan Poles totally knows what he's doing.
Can't fit in the flu system, man. Rather have
I don't
Tremaine
know anything
Edmonds.
About Abella Danger. I assume it's Danger and it's not like Danger or something.
Off-the-ball linebacker. Someone taught you that dumbass phrase and people running around like they actually know what it means.
That cut sounded so unfiltered right there. Woof.
I see what you did there. Minnesota is going to host Cincinnati. The Vikings are a 3-point favorite, even though they are starting Carson Wentz. Here's the thing. It doesn't seem to matter what quarterback Kevin O'Connell is coaching. He seems to get the most out of him. And if I were the Cincinnati Bengals, who don't really have a quarterback right now, I'd be scared because, as Kevin O'Connell will tell you, he is excited about getting some work for Carson Wentz.
Before you got Carson, maybe you said this and I missed it. Like, did you talk to McVay, like what he was like around the Covenant and in the rooms and stuff?
Yeah, I had a good conversation with Sean, and then I also was able to talk to Andy Reid as well about his experiences last year and a lot of the things that both of those guys, who I hold in such high regard as phenomenal head coaches, Super Bowl winning head coaches in the NFL, they had very similar things to say, independent of each other. And a lot of those things, if not all, have already been confirmed with what Carson's been able to do on the practice field. One of the blessings of last week was he did get to take every rep in that Thursday practice. And, Thursday practices in the NFL, the blitz packages, you're trying to, work through processes of that. There can be some anxiety with that. We had a phenomenal Thursday practice, and the ball, I don't think it hit the ground more than one time. He was in total command. I was really pushing the group via the play clock coming off of the Chicago game because I thought we were a little slow with our operation, especially early. And I was trying to push the entire group, and obviously the quarterback's going to feel that, and Carson did a phenomenal job with that. But he's made throws. He showed his athleticism. He's big. He can see everything on the field, and he's played a ton of football, and he's carried teams on his back before. He's not going to need to do that. He's going to just need to go out there and simply do the things that he's wildly capable of doing and do that job at a consistent level. And my hope is we get the execution around him to be to the standard we want it to be and move the football and score some points.
Doesn't that scream out, play those Carson Wentz props this week?
Yeah.
If you're thinking about it, whatever his yardage is, go over. Whatever his touchdowns are, go over it. Because this dude is the quarterback whisperer. And the thing is that Carson Wentz has talent. It's just that he's kind of a bag and people don't like him. But he has talent. And if you've got even just a little bit of talent, Kevin O'Connell can help you out.
In a related story, here are your top quarterbacks via rating through two games for those who've played two games. Lamar Jackson, Justin Herbert, Jared Goff, Jordan Love, and Daniel Jones of the Indianapolis Colts, who was touched on the practice squad by
Kevin O'Connell.
By Kevin O'Connell. And seems to have been born again hard as Daniel Jones.
I think I took the Colts in my survivor pool with Ostrowski this week.
Good. They're 2-0. They're 2-0. He's yet to throw a pick, and he's averaging almost 300 yards per game. And dude, if he does this with Carson Wentz for like a month, and then McCarthy has to sit on the bench and come back, then KOC gets anointed the quarterback whisperer of the moment. That's for sure.
That is our look at the North, and that is us turning the page. When we come back, Categories is going to be a part of the show. I'm looking forward to it because Speegs is running it, which means I didn't have to do any extra work, and I could just sit here and make guesses. You can play along as well. Categories is next here on the Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
So, I think it's time to play the game.
We're playing the game?
Yes, we're playing the game.
Do we have to play?
the game.
What's the game?
The game is categories. We play it every week here on this show. Ba-da-da-ba-ba-da-ba-da.
So here's how it goes. Two categories are sports related. They are topical based on things going on in the sports scene, usually Chicago. And then one is pop culture based on something percolating in the news as well. I will name the category. Then Lawrence, Tanny, and Alex, and you at home get to name items within the category until only one is left standing. Category one is baseball. Our guy, Nico Hoerner, on the precipice, if he can hold on, of a 300 season. They are infrequent these days. I hold in my hand a list that I had to make myself through research of every Cubs and White Sox player to hit 300 in a season.
Wow.
Since 2005. These are the last 20 seasons of Chicago baseball, looking for the 300 hitters on either side of town. You've got the premise. Now you must give me some answers.
Hold on. I have a question. Is there a minimum of games here?
Absolutely. These are only qualified batters. I'm glad you asked. Batters who qualified for the batting title, meaning they had to play a certain number of games, certain number of plate appearances and at-bats. So, yes, if you were Frank Schwindel and you hit, I think, 340 one year, you are not on this list. So it's an excellent question and clarification. These are full seasons qualified hitters who hit 300 for the Cubs and White Sox in the last 20 seasons.
Okay, and the last one, do I get to go first?
Lawrence, you're first.
So the last 20 seasons, Tim Anderson.
Damn right. Tim Anderson did it 4 times T.A. did it, or at least 3, including a 335 season in 2019. Tanny.
Because I can't remember the name of that damn third baseman the Cubs had from the Red Sox. So I'm going to say Alfonso Soriano.
Alfonso Soriano did not hit 300 while he was here. He hit 299, I believe, one year.
You know what? All right, let's go back. Let's round up.
That's a rounding error.
I'm sorry, but Tanny, you'll have to watch a Sopranos episode as we play out the category. Alex Kuhn, 20 seasons of Cubs and Sox and a 300 hitter.
How about Derek Lee?
Derek Lee, you bet, 335 in 2005, 317 in 2007, 306 in 2009 for D. Lee. Lawrence.
AL MVP, Jose Abreu.
4 times a 300 hitter, Jose Abreu, including a high, I believe, yes, of 317 in 2014, all while slugging as well. Stud. Alex.
AJ Pierzynski?
2009, AJ Pierzynski hit exactly 300.
What a pull!
That is a remarkable pull from Alex Kuhn. Lawrence.
Maglio?
Maglio did it with the Tigers. He did it once he got to the Detroit Tigers. As far as my notes here, he did not do it in the last 20 seasons with the White Sox. Alex, you got one more?
Aramis Ramirez?
Good
damn
call.
Damn right. Aramis hit 306 once, 310, 302.
Greatest Cubs third baseman of all time.
Yeah, I think that's true. Chris Bryant never was here long enough to beat that. Other names, Ben Zobrist and Cody Bellinger. Those are the only two Cubs to do it since 2011 when Starlin Castro did it. Ryan Terrio is on this list. Scott Pudsednik is on this list. Jermaine Dye, Adam Eaton, Yoan Moncada, and Tanny. Paul Konerko at 313 in 2006. 300 in 2011. All right, that category is finito. Finito. Bears are playing the Dallas Cowboys. They're not in Dallas. If they were, you could look up and see these 24 names in the Ring of Honor. At Dallas Cowboys Stadium, there are 24 names in the Cowboys Ring of Honor. Chris Tannehill, I need one of them to start.
Friend of the show, Troy Aikman.
Troy Aikman, you betcha. He's in the Ring of Honor. Alex.
Recently, friend of the show, Jimmy Johnson.
Jimmy Johnson, you bet. Friend of the morning show. But love that. Friend of the station. Lawrence, give me a cowboy in the Ring of Honor.
Emmett.
Emmett Smith is in the Ring of Honor. Tanny.
Don't lose the intensity for Michael Irvin.
Michael Irvin is in the Ring of Honor. Alex.
Roger Staubach.
Damn right, Roger's there. Number 12.
The strongest man in the world, Larry Allen.
Larry Allen is in the Ring of Honor. Chris Tannehill.
Tom Landry.
Tom Landry, you bet, is in the Ring of Honor. Alex.
How about Coach Prime, Deion Sanders?
Deion Sanders, ladies and gentlemen, Deion Sanders, would you believe whether he wasn't there long enough or the relationship is stilted? I got no Deion Sanders in the Dallas Cowboys Ring of Honor.
The aggregate of his career has him obviously as a Hall of Famer, but, you know, that
Atlanta,
thing.
San Francisco, it's the combo platter that means he doesn't make it to the Cowboys Ring of Honor. Lawrence.
Tony Dorsett.
Tony Dorsett, good old number 33, is there. Tanny.
Damn, I've got a lot of really good names here, and to pick from one of them is tough. I thought I saw him up there with the guys celebrating. Charles Haley.
Damn right. Charles Haley's in the Ring of Honor. Yep. 24 names going back to 1961 is the first. 1960, actually, is the first. All the way through. Lawrence.
DeMarcus Ware?
DeMarcus Ware is in the Ring
Woo!
Of Honor. Well played, sir. Tanny, you got another?
Yeah, I've got a few more here of very good guys. Is Daryl Moose Johnston in there?
Daryl Moose Johnston is not in the Cowboys Ring of Honor. Lawrence, one more for the win.
I'm going old school here. Is Tex Schramm in it?
Of course he is. Tex Schramm is there. Absolutely. Could have gone more old school with Bob Lilly, Don Meredith, Bob Hayes, Randy
Bullet
White.
Bob Hayes.
Yep.
What about Hollywood Henderson?
He's not, but his little inhaler full of cocaine.
Yeah,
water.
He's in a different hall.
It's got its own exhibit.
Yeah. It's got its own spot. And here's the inhaler that Hollywood Henderson had in his pants during the Super Bowl.
That's what Eberflus would have called him. Hey, inhaler.
Hey, inhaler. Hey, asthma. Darren Woodson is on this list as well. That's one of the modern guys.
What about Alvin Harper, Jay Novacek? Are those guys in there?
No, neither of those guys in there. Drew Pearson, Mel Renfro, Rayfield Wright, for those of you playing at home. And who isn't, is what I'm saying. All right, last category for categories. Rest in peace, Robert Redford. I hold a list of every Robert Redford movie as an actor in front of me. Think of all the movies good old Bobby Redford was in, and Alex, you can give us one to start it off.
The Natural.
1984, it is on the list. Lawrence.
Avengers Endgame.
Oh, man, you went to it early. That is tremendous. Absolutely. Avengers Endgame is on the list, and I didn't realize. Hold on a second. There we go. Yep. Now, I'm on four pages here. I'm on four pages, okay? I got a lot going on. It's a lot going on here. Tanny, what do you got?
The Sting.
The Sting is, of course, on the list. Yes.
I'm out.
Oh, Alex. Not a movie guy. Hasn't seen a lot of movies or know about a lot of movies. Good old TV. What's up, TV? That's what Eberflus would nickname him. Or Bookie. You read books? Is that what you do? Lawrence, you got a Robert Redford movie. There's like 80 of them. I got four pages over here.
Captain America Civil War.
God. Captain America, did you say Civil War?
Winter Soldier. Civil Captain, War.
I'll give you Winter Soldier. Captain America Winter Soldier. Unbelievable. Tanny, you got a Robert Redford movie?
Man, I'm freezing up on titles right now, and it sucks. I hate it. Was he in A River Runs Through It?
He was not in A River Runs.
Oh, I'm thinking, what am I thinking of? Anyway.
Okay. All right. Lawrence, you got another superhero movie for Robert Redford?
No, but there's a... The movie with Demi Moore.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Indecent Proposal.
Indecent Proposal for the win.
Earlier, Mark Grody this week said, ha, would you do it when referencing Indecent Proposal? My favorite.
With Grody?
Thing Grody asked, ha, would you do it?
$1 million? I'm going to tell you right now, I'd sleep with Mark Grody for $1 million.
I could remember the name of the movie with Dustin Hoffman, one of the most important movies made.
All the President's Men.
Yes,
it's the one that every journalist should watch when they get hung up about whether journalism still matters.
Butch Absolutely. Cassidy and the Sundance
That's
Kid.
The other there, one we I couldn't remember.
There we go. There we go.
That was him in All the President's Men.
Yes. 3 Days of the Condor. The Candidate. Still a great political movie. Out of Africa. Not funny. That was the regular guy's review of Out of Africa. I went to see it. I didn't laugh one time. It wasn't funny. It wasn't supposed to be. Anyway, there we are. It's categories, as always. The winner is the listener. I believe the Lawrence Holmes, ladies and gentlemen, cleans up in today's edition of Categories.
Man, there's so many. I'm looking it up now. There's
Lawrence
so many.
Lawrence Holmes, put a star on it.
There's so many that we missed.
Oh, dude.
The way we were?
Yeah, man. The Great Gatsby. He's the first Gatsby. You know?
What was that Reach Too Far?
What was that one he did with Brad Pitt, like in 2000? That was like the Score, or The Hustle, or...
Hang on.
I don't remember. But Barefoot in the Park from the old Neil Simon play with Jane Fonda is legendary.
Bagger Vance.
Bag of Ants. Spy Game is what I'm thinking of.
Spy Game. All right.
Wow, we missed a lot.
Yeah.
Well, all right. Well, we know who the winner really was, though.
It's always the listener. Jeremiah Johnson, by the way, is the Redford movie that gave you the meme of him with a beard nodding his head as the camera closes in. That's everywhere. That's Robert Redford.
The Jay Zawoski gif. That's what I like to call that. That's solid gif right there. I think that's good work. And most people don't know that that's him. That's the beautiful Redford. Thing about that.
Yeah, for sure.
You talk about a transformation.
Yeah, man. And then Sundance, like Sundance Film Festival, that whole thing is him. It's a hell of a life, hell of a career.
Why would I mention River Runs Through It? He directed it. So I know wow. it does. So I know it's. Go. I'm still wrong, but that's why.
I feel like you get points for that.
Yeah, I think you would.
All right, let's do it again retroactively. Let's start it again.
It's a point system.
How about this? Tanny won the Robert Redford category.
You know, I mean, oh, he was the narrator too.
So he was in it. That's a win.
Wow. Can I? You know what? I'm cool. For the sake of the clock, let's just keep it moving. But I will file this under protest.
Okay.
With the league.
No, we can't lose two.
This
hosts.
Is how hosts become disgraced. This is how they become disgraced. All right, we need to take a break. When we come back, we're going to do a little bit deeper dive on what Ben Johnson said about Dak Prescott, because there might be some truths in there that we need to keep in mind when trying to figure out whether or not the Bears quarterback is getting to where he needs to go. We will do that next here on The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Spitting out the facts.
Yeah. Already reaching deep in his bag.
How about Indecent Proposal? Yeah, would you do it?
No, I forgot about that.
Oh, Indecent Proposal. Yeah.
Would you do it?
Created quite a stir.
For $1
million.
Woody Harrelson.
Would you do what? Would you do what? Would you let your wife sleep with another man is the premise, but he's not being specific enough. I mean.
That's what makes it a great reference. Don't be out here trying to criticize the comedic stylings of one Mark Grody. That man was a professional.
You're right. It's perfect. I was trying to yes end it. Lawrence, you're right. I don't want to criticize that man. I want to write a tag for him. I want to give him an extra joke.
He's fine with that. You want to punch it up a little bit?
Yeah, man. That's what we do around here. We punch each other's bits up, I think.
I'm glad you said bits. It's very important.
We punched each other's bits up. What? We sometimes we smack each other's bits.
Only if people ask. Oh. Consent is a very important thing.
Yeah, man, your bits are very, very specific.
And they're very important to you.
Yeah, I agree.
All right, so there's two quarterbacks in this game that'll be played between the Bears and the Cowboys over on the lakefront, 3:25 kickoff. And it'll be interesting to see how both of them do, considering that in week one, J.J. McCarthy was NFC Offensive Player of the Week. And then in week two, Jared Goff was NFC Offensive Player of the Week. And we know that Dak is really, really good. And you know who likes him a lot? Ben Johnson does.
Man, when I see a quarterback utilize cadence the way that he does, and I know that's a little thing, but it's reflective of he's got total control of the field. He's looking to manipulate the defense. He's looking to control them. Hopefully we'll have a loud crowd here on Sunday that combats his ability to use that cadence to our disadvantage. But when I see that on tape, I know like this is a guy that's seeing the field really well right now, and he's trying to move defenders around. And I think that's when you have an experienced player like that, that's a dangerous thing.
So the way that he talks about him being in control of the whole field, manipulating the defense, and using cadence, it kind of goes hand in hand with the stuff that we know Caleb is learning, right? Which was talked about yesterday and the day before about, like, you know, Caleb is learning to make sure his eyes are in the right place. You know, think about the difference. Make sure your eyes are in the right place while the route is being run. Meanwhile, Dak is using his eyes to move defenders around during the play. This is next level adult NFL quarterbacking. And Ben can't keep himself from gushing. He can't keep himself from doing it.
Well, because he saw it last week with his guy, Jared Goff. He saw his own old guy like embarrass him with those types of abilities.
He saw it the last 3 years with his guy, Jared Goff, and he saw it last week, and he knows he's going to see it again now, and he's smack dab in the middle of a process of hoping that his project can learn it. And we may not want to realize it, but this kid's a project for Ben Johnson. And clearly what he's describing when he's gushing is the kind of quarterback he dreams of running his offense. That's what he wants to run his offense. And you know what I found myself thinking about, Lawrence? You remember that moment before the draft when they said they sat down and they got, you know, it's still going to be Ryan Poles' call, but they got the coaching staff's opinion on the profile of every position, what they would want from each position to play in their offense and in their defense. This is it for quarterback. They don't have it. The Bears don't have it yet right now. Ben's trying to build it. It starts making me think, like, how many other positions do they not have what Ben Johnson would ideally have at those positions?
I think quite a few, honestly. I think that's why Colston Loveland was drafted. I think that's why Luther Burton was drafted.
Yes, because both.
He hasn't quite seen exactly what it is that he's looking for out of what the Bears have. Now, maybe those players that are already on the roster can turn into it. I want to go back real quick because I want to kind of whiteboard this for people who may not have caught it. When Patrick was on and Patrick talked about this is Caleb's 20th game, that's old school NFL players don't consider you to not be a rookie until after your 20th game. So now, like, you're not a vet until you get to 20 games. So now that there's going to be 20 games for Caleb, the standard is going to be raised in a lot of former players, former executives' minds.
Does that mean a season and an off season to prep, and then you come back and you get a month in the old 16-game pattern?
Yes. Now, look, we both know that Ben Johnson kind of told you that whatever it is that Caleb was doing last year doesn't count. And I think that there is some truth to that. But it's weird to think that a guy played in all those games last year and it almost didn't matter when we have to look at him now and trying to figure out if there's progress. And I think that everyone who we trust to break down tape, has said the same thing, that week two was better than week one, but maybe not as great as you would hope that it would be. Maybe we'll see with a defense that's still trying to figure it out, that's got some communication issues of their own, maybe this is one of those weeks where Caleb can do some of that and take advantage of the defense that's in front of him and manipulate the players with his eyes and make good decisions and quick ones, Spiegs.
Maybe so, but, you know, if he is, I mean, I think he is a project. And being that where he is and this project that's happening, this Ben and Caleb project, development might not be linear. This might be a week where he steps back, or maybe next week in Vegas will be a week where he steps back. Like, there's going to be steps forward. There's going to be steps back here along the way. It's interesting about the 20 games. I want to go back to thinking around the field a little bit at how many guys might not be to the profile yet. I think you're absolutely right on Loveland and Burden as draft picks. I thought that Ozzie Trapillo, on draft day, I figured, well, I guess that's more of the left tackle style that Ben Johnson wants. But then Ben and his coaches get a look at him and are like, yeah, that dude's not a left tackle. That dude's just not.
That could end up being like a wasted pick too. Like, because I've been trying to think about it. Like, what do you do? Is it possible that the question that Dan Wiederer asked of Ben Johnson comes to fruition between now and next August? And they just say, okay, we know Trapillo can play right tackle. We have a guy that's really athletic at right tackle. Do they just, is that the move?
To move Darnell over?
Yeah, is that the decision that you end up making, even though you should probably just, you know, draft one? But
well, what that sounds like is hurting two positions to save one. That's great. That sounds like winning football. No, I mean, it's.
I wouldn't describe Darnell's play in the first two games as, you know, as good as people would expect from a player that's coming into year three.
But is Ozzie going to be better? Is Ozzie going to be better as a right tackle?
Well, he's better than Darnell. I don't think so, but maybe.
I don't know. Yeah, that's a really. That is a problematic pick. I heard Bigsy this morning with Mully and Haw saying that he thinks it's possible that Theo Benedet gets some rotational looks at left tackle this weekend.
That's interesting. That's
because Theo Benedet got the 11 snaps that Tyson Bagent got last week. And if, the way they feel about Braxton is the way they feel about him, and it ain't Trapillo that they might be working in. I don't know if that's going to happen. But the fact that that's on the table, that you're undrafted Canadian, I mean, no offense to Canadian. I feel bad saying it every time. It's just fun.
It's not fun usually a place where you find starters in the NFL, and it's great for him.
Yes.
And it's great that people got to know him a little bit last year before he got injured on Hard Knocks. I also would say, though, the thing with Braxton Jones, if you look at his history, he's pretty good at home. On the road, he has problems. At home, much better.
Mm-hmm.
So it might not even be, like, that might be one of those things where it's like, oh, well, he's rolling, so let's leave him in there instead of playing Benedet.
Yeah. So, we'll see, but the Trapillo pick is horrendous. But I think it's interesting anytime that Ben gives us a little window when he can't help himself and he just sort of gushes about somebody in the opposition, in this case a quarterback, you know that's what he dreams of. That's what he wants, and that's what he's trying to build Caleb into.
Did we mention no Gibbs either on this team? Did we mention that? Like for the profile of what Ben wants, there's no Jahmyr Gibbs.
But we knew that, like,
I know. I'm just
ago.
Saying, since we're putting the it's list just, together, we should probably put that whole list together.
It's a long list. It's a long list. That's why this is a full rebuild. And I didn't want to believe it. I didn't want to believe it. But here we are, and I think we have to accept it. That sucks.
The Cubs have won an opportunity to be in the playoffs. They are playoff bound. There's a problem, though. One of the guys in the middle of their lineup is still looking for answers. Let's talk about Kyle Tucker next here on The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio.
T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.